If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Greetings and welcome to Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for Pine Knob's 50th anniversary. I'm Gary Graff, and throughout the season, we're celebrating by taking a look at Pine Knob's present, and especially its past, revisiting some of the most important events in the theater's history, and talking with some of the folks who made it. After 50 years and more than 3,100 events, there's more than we'll be able to jam into these episodes, but hey, that's why there's a next season. On September 25th, 1982, the Steve Miller Band rolled tape and film for its first ever live album. Steve Miller Band Live came out 7 months later during April of 1983, featuring 10 songs from the concert. We caught up with Steve Miller from his home in New York to talk about the live project.
Well, it was all kind of last minute kind of thing. It was kind of odd because I think there'd been one other one done or something at some kind of satellite hookup was involved in it. So it went to 50 cities or something like that. So it was just kind of like, we said, yeah, let's do that. And then we got there and it was kind of like, welcome to the television show. Everybody just relax. We're going to take an hour here now and just reset these lights or whatever, you know, is on. And it's like going to the Grammys, you know, it takes 8 hours to make a, you know, 2 hour show. So it was hard that way. It was hard to perform in that atmosphere. It wasn't just like popping on the stage and doing a show. And then, you know, later we pulled it together and it was a pretty good show. It was all right, you know, but I'm much more excited about recording those same songs right now.
That tour was promoting his then new album, Abracadabra, which hit number 3 on the Billboard 200 chart and was certified platinum. The title track, meanwhile, was Miller's third number 1 hit on the Billboard Hot 100.
Abracadabra was kind of like an unexpected hit single by a lot of people, in especially in the United States, not so much in Europe, but in America. We had kind of taken a break after basically, you know, touring from like 1966 to 1982 or whatever it was. And this was right towards the end of it. And Abracadabra was kind of a bittersweet kind of thing because Capitol Records didn't like it and they didn't promote it. And I said, okay, I'm canceling my tour in the United States. I'm going to Europe where I have a different record company than you, EMI, Capitol Records. And I'm going to, you know, release it there. And it was already number 1 all over the world, except in Japan when I got to London to start my tour. And, you know, in the United States, they said, sorry, babe, no phones. There's no action. You know, you want to pay $60,000, we'll play it. But we're not, you know, it's not working. So there you were, you know. And when I came back, it was number 1. It got back into the States. And I guess that's right around the time we went and did this show at Pine Knob. And that was when I left show business for 6 years and went boating. Although I don't consider myself a yacht rocker. Those guys didn't really like my style. My style was a little too rocky for the yacht set. But I actually did go get a yacht and spent 6 years on the coast of Canada. I didn't work. I stopped touring. At the end of that concert, I thought pretty much, well, that's it. My show business career is over. You know, I've been here for like, you know, 6 years now. I've had a bunch of hit records and stuff, and it's not supposed to last any longer than this. And guys like Robert Hilburn going, when will Steve Miller leave? Why won't he quit? Why don't these people just stop? You know, I think Patrick Goldstein, I can't remember who the guy was who wrote for the Times, then he called my work unmitigated slop. And then, you know, I showed up in Oklahoma City and there was a 21-year-old kid calling my work unmitigated slop in Oklahoma City. You know, it was like, it was that whole world. And I just kind of went like, not going to kick my ass. I'm done. You know, I'll just take this check for Abracadabra and I'll buy a boat and name it Abracadabra. Thank you very much. And I took off and spent the next 6 years cruising the Inside Passage in Canada. Not exactly what you would call yacht rock, what people think of yacht rock. It was like, you know, really hairy and fun, but I was out and I didn't come back really until I think 1989. And I don't have the list in front of me. Let me see. There I am, June 17th, back at Pine Knob.
All told, Miller has played 26 times at Pine Knob, last visiting in June of 2018.
We ran for 11 years of just same towns, every shed, every year. Just, it was amazing. And we were selling like 1.5 million albums a year without any advertising or anything, and selling out these shows. And that ran until about 2000. And then we took another 3-year break. And then I played 4,000 gigs, and here I am.
Our thanks to Steve Miller for his time and memories about the live project. That's it for this episode of Hello Pine Knob. You can catch other episodes wherever you get your podcasts, including Odyssey.com and via 313presents.com. For more information about Pine Knob's 50th anniversary season, brought to us by United Wholesale Mortgage, Trinity Health, and Ally, and all of 313 Presents events, visit 313presents.com. I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.